This is Jim Taylor back on WRMJ. Our Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage continues, and we talk with one of our inductees, Doug Kroll, who was a longtime cross-country and track coach at Westmore High School, also a teacher over in that district, and always nice to visit with Coach Kroll. And it seems like just yesterday he was coaching cross-country at Westmore. First up, Coach, congratulations. I know now residing in Arizona, so much warmer weather you're dealing with, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's quite a change. So today we're expecting 78, and it's been pretty normal in the middle 70s. So it's great to be here, but I know that it's great to be there too.
Well, and a little bit about your reaction on getting inducted into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. I know you were nominated by one of your former runners, Jeff Seedam.
Well, that's great. I'm really grateful for this, because Jeff was not only a good student, a good runner, and then he took the coaching job on. He was my assistant, and we spent a lot of time together, and it's just great to feel that he takes that on himself to do, and I'm really grateful for it. I had great years and great athletes and great people, so I'm very grateful.
Well, I know one of the things that I recollect working with you in the early 90s, you know, before you retired, is you proved that you had great pride in that program. I mean, that's the one thing when I talk to people about Doug Kroll, he had pride. I mean, it meant something to run on that Westmore cross-country team, and it meant something for you to coach that group.
Oh, that's so true, you know. Every student that ran on the team wanted to run, and they wanted to pay the price for it. And then, of course, so many of them were able to go to the state meets every year. And when their pride from myself and for each one of them, it was absolutely great. And the feelings were supreme, regardless how cold or how warm it was.
And I know when you look back on your years, I know one of the great years was 1985, I think, regional champs, sectional champs, and I think that
right.
team went on to finish fourth in state, so that was a pretty good run for the Warriors in 85.
It really was, and we had kids that who were on the team when they were freshmen, and they worked their way through, and it was just a fabulous year to go to Peoria to the state meet, and run really well and have such a great way, such a great feeling from each of the guys. And I communicate with most of them quite a bit, even to this day. And Charlie Grunstrom, he lives here now, so we get together every so often and have lunch or dinner, and just to talk about with those guys and what it meant to them and what it meant to me. It really began a whole system of successes, personally and athletically.
Well, I know, you know, you look to the early 90s, too, right before you retired. I know you had a very good team with the Leathers twins. I know were a part of that team, and I think Scott Spencer. That was a good group, too. And you know, I don't like to single out some of the teams, but I mean, there's so many state qualifiers and so many good kids you had over the years.
Well, that's true. You take those guys that you mentioned, Scott Leathers and Scott Spencer and Steve, and then there was so many people who were a part of it. They just gave all they had to it, and then 2 years running, we had great teams and great individuals, and they all put it together. And then when we would meet for our Wednesday night gatherings for a lunch, it was always great. There were just so many of them, and I'll be so grateful to see as many as possible this weekend.
Well, and you know, one of the other things that I think about you when we talk about, you know, cross country and the impact of the sport, you know, it was a co-op then at the right before you retired. It was Westmore, of course, running independently as, you know, Westmore cross-country team. And then the co-op was included to involve Aledo. so it became a Westmoralita co-op. And I guess if there was a guy that probably would say, I think maybe consolidation could work between these two districts, I guess the cross-country program kind of proved that first, didn't they?
Oh, yes. You know, as soon as we started with it came along, Mason Brayman got involved, and there was a few other individuals that started with me alone. They just trained with us. And then when they became a part, when we became one, it was absolutely great. You know, there was, everything was good. You know, we had a great promise and great kids, and some of our kids moved away, like Kyle Anderson. He went to Bloomington, and he became a great runner on a great state team there, too. So the program, as we knew it, it was great because we brought people in that made it better. And, I was always grateful to everybody from Aledo that got on the bandwagon.
And just your thoughts, I know you've since moved. I know you relocated initially in the 90s to Seattle and has since moved to the Phoenix area. But, what do you think of the consolidation now between Aledo and in Westmer?
Well, from everything that I have heard, it's worked out really well. I know there's always kinks when you do things like that, but I get a lot of input from the Grunstroms and other people, and of course Jeff, and everything, it's just as if it has become a perfect fit, and I'm grateful for that. And we knew it was coming. We just didn't know when, because there was talk of that for years. And when it happened, it's betterment for everybody.
All right, Doug Kroll, one of our inductees into the 2014 Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. Again, congratulations to Coach Kroll. Very deserving.
Okay, so I'm very grateful and honored, and we're flying out Thursday, so it'll be great to see everyone possible this weekend. Thank you very much for your consideration.
We'll have more on WRMJ in a moment.